Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
If you would, go in your New Testament. I want to start in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and I want to use that as a launching pad for some of our thoughts before us now. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul the Apostle writes to the church at Corinth. He really writes three times. We've got two of the recorded letters are inspired. We've got those recorded. In 1 Corinthians, he writes to correct problems. The church at Corinth had many problems, although the church in and of itself is perfect, but it's made up of imperfect people. And so when you get enough imperfect people together, there'll be some squabbles. There may be some differences of opinions, and we can overlook those or we can work through those. When Paul writes to the church at Corinth, it was more than just a difference of opinions. There were some doctrinal issues that they were lacking in, so Paul writes to correct that. And his commendations, or his writings, I should say, were effective. Because when he writes 2 Corinthians, he's much nicer, much more positive. And I want us to key in on a word in the first verse of chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, Paul says, "Be followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." And I want to look at that word following, but really Paul is saying, I am setting forth an example, and I want you to follow that. So I want to look at Christ as our example. You know, when I think about this verse right here, "Be ye followers of me, do what I do, and as I say." You know, so many times people say, "Do what I do, not what I say." Paul says, "Do what I do, do what I say. Here's what you need to do." But the way I've always thought about 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 1 is you think about a little boy growing up in church. I remember I did this, and I've seen it happen as well growing up at Leone and other places. When the man is up leading singing like Gary was doing a moment ago, and he's doing his best to keep time and beating it out, and you look around the auditorium and there'll be a 4 or 5 year old little boy who's sitting there and he's just moving his hands the way that the song, he had no idea what's going on. But he sees the song leader, and so he's trying to copy every move the song leader makes. And eventually, maybe he'll learn music and learn how to beat the song out, or maybe not learn music and still do it as the case may be. That's what Paul's getting at here. Paul says, "You see what I'm doing, now you do it as well." I want us to look at Jesus Christ as our example, because Paul could have said, "You do what I do because I'm Paul." No, he says, "Do what I do because I'm following after Christ." So Paul is not the role model. Paul is serving the role model that you and I should also be serving. So three things I want us to note about Jesus Christ, how he is our example. And the first one, we go back to the gospel according to John. John chapter 13 and verse number 15, if you will. We should follow Christ as our example in our service. Follow him in our service. John 13 and 15. Jesus says, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done unto you." Well, what did Jesus do unto them? Well, he was kind to them. He was courteous to them. He was loving for them. He cared for them. We have that great example of Christ washing the feet of those that were following after them or him. He was taking care of their physical needs, making sure they were fed. He was taking care of their spiritual needs as well, making sure they were spiritually fed, which is the important of the two, most important. But nonetheless, he fed them physically and spiritually. See, Christ is to be our example in how we serve. And really, in all of our examples that we're going to look at here, we could really ask the question, what would Jesus do? Well, Jesus would serve them. You know, the Christian never goes, "Well, you know, I really should go out and help those who are sick, but it's more beneficial if I do." The Christian should never go out and go, "Oh, I can't believe I have to do this, or I have to do that. It's Christ would want me to do this." If Christ were here, he would go visit the sick. He would check on those. He would do this. So number one, follow Christ as he served. Number two, go with me to 1 Timothy chapter 4, if you will. Two verses in this epistle, 1 Timothy chapter 4. And as I look at Paul and Timothy's relationship, Paul calls Timothy his son in the faith. And when he writes these letters, of course, Timothy was there along some of the journeys that Paul made. And Paul would leave him. For instance, Paul leaves him in Ephesus when he writes to him here because there was work that needed to be done. And so when Paul writes to him, notice, he says, if you put the brethren, chapter 4 and verse number 6, if you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. So hold on to that thought. He says, while you're there, you need to remind them of what Jesus said. Jump down to verse number 12. Let no man despise thy youth. We often call Timothy the young preacher. He may have been up to 40, really. But in regards to Paul, he was younger. He says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou what? An example. To who? To the believers. How? In word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. You are to be an example. Be an example. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. Be an example of what? Of Christ. Go back to verse 6. Teach them the things of Christ. In doing so, you're shutting forth that good example. Verse 7, he says, refuse those things that are not good. The old wives' fables, profane things. But exercise thyself unto godliness. See, everything that we should be doing, number two, is our Christian example in our conduct. Once again, what would Jesus do? How would Jesus treat the situation? I tell you what he'd do. You notice, every time you read through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, a story that involves my best friend Jesus Christ, he always leaves his audience in a better condition than when he found them. And once again, sometimes it was physical, but it was always spiritual. He always imparted something that they needed to know. See, we should follow Christ's example in our conduct. That's what he says there in chapter 4, verse 12, in our conversation. That's not necessarily just our speech. That's our lifestyle, how we conduct ourselves. But finally, number 3, go to 1 Peter chapter 2. We use Christ as our example in how we serve one another, how we conduct ourselves. But I want you to notice, it really culminates in how we should live. Christ is our example in living. 1 Peter 2 and verse 21. Peter says, for hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving for us an example that you should follow in his steps. He did no sin. If there was any guile found in his mouth. We know that, right? When he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he did not threaten them. And the verse continues. But notice there, verse 21. He is our example. What? In how you and I are to live our lives. See, everything that Christ did, he set forth on how I am to live. And so when those around me are making fun of me for doing the right thing, what did Jesus do? Well, he didn't lash out against them. He kept doing what was right. When those around him tried to accuse him of doing the wrong, even though he was doing the right, what did Jesus do? He kept doing what was right. See, Christ is our example. That word example in Greek carries a wonderful connotation. It's almost like, remember in school, you'd walk up to the blackboard and above it would be the letters of the alphabet, say in cursive. You'd have a big A and a little A and a big B and a little B. You go all the way through A through Z. And so in school, you would walk up to the board, grab the chalk or the pen, and you would look up and you would try to draw what an A looks like, following the words above the board. That's the same idea of an example. Christ is right there before us. He's left it in his written word, how I am to conduct myself in my service, in my conduct, and how I am to live. Let this mind be in you, Paul tells those in Philippi and Philippians 2 and 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And if I use Jesus Christ as my example, then I won't have to wonder, well, what does the Bible say about this? Because if I live my life where everything I'm doing is according to God's word, I don't have to wonder if this is right or this is wrong. I let it guide my steps and not my own thoughts. The ways of man not in him to direct his own steps. So use Christ as your example. And it's okay if you have to ask for help. You want to know, what does the Bible say about this? We can study it together and learn. You don't have to have the whole thing memorized today, but you need to be studying it to know what the example said. Simple question for you tonight as we offer the invitation. He's softly and tenderly calling for you. Are you following his example? See, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, of all the things he would suffer, Hebrews 5, 8, 9, he was obedient unto death. even the death of the cross. And as our example, we should follow him and we should die as well, not a physical death, a worldly death. We should die to the world and so we can live for Christ. If you're not a Christian tonight, why not become one? Hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, being baptized, go down that watery grave, come up a new creature, alive in Christ. Maybe you are a Christian. We encourage you then to remain faithful to the very end, knowing that's when you receive your crown of life. Matthew 10:22, he that endures to the end will be saved. Won't you follow his example?
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Dear men, and glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed, and once again, you can catch this program anytime online at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. From there, you can find this is program 157. We just talked about Christ being our example. Since the program is titled Reading the Word, I thought we would just spend the remainder of our time together today simply reading God's Word. I want to pick up in the book of James, beginning in chapter 1 and verse 13. James chapter 1 and verse 13, James says, "Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when sin hath conceived, it bringeth, or lust hath conceived, bring forth sin. Sin when it's finished, brings forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither a shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of his work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth with his heart, his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world." James chapter 2. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and said unto him, "Sit thou here in a good place," and say to the poor, "Stand thou here," or "Sit under my footstool," are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to them that love him? But you have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do they not blaspheme you worthy, that worthy name by which you are called? If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love the neighbor as thyself, you do well. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not kill." Now if you commit no adultery, yet if you kill, you are become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as they shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy, and that has shown no mercy. Mercy rejoices against judgment. We're going to stop our reading there. That's through James chapter 2 and verse 13. We'll see you next time. Remember, may the good Lord bless you and may he keep you. Please continue to pray and thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.